This podcast is sponsored by the valleygivesback.org.
For hundreds of years, we brought you the news. For the info, we gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. Market now threatens our lives. Post-literation, critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding. TV sucking ideas from our head. Public discourse just about dead. We'll ride the dinosaur. Yeah, ride the dinosaur.
Hey everybody, welcome to Navel Gazing, the Valley Indie Podcast. I am your host, Eugene Driscoll of valleyindie.org. That is a nonprofit online newspaper. In this episode, I'll be talking about progress. Yes, progress happening in Derby's downtown redevelopment zone. But first, a word from our sponsor, valleygivesback.org. Love your local nonprofits and build a better community with a gift that costs you nothing today. Name a Valley nonprofit in your estate plan and create a legacy that tells future generations what mattered to you. With a plan gift, you have the power to impact the Valley forever without affecting your current lifestyle. Your action will inspire others to make a difference in their own way. Remember the Valley. Ask your accountant, financial planner, or attorney about plan giving options. Plan now. Give later. Impact tomorrow. Learn more at valleygivesback.org. So back on February 18th, this is Eugene again. That was Eugene interrupting Eugene. On February 18th, the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission approved the construction of 203 market-rate apartments in the downtown Derby redevelopment zone. The Derby redevelopment zone is mostly vacant land on the south side of Main Street, also known as Route 34, between Main Street and the Housatonic River. That's the body of water. Well, you probably know what that is. The zone stretches from roughly the Derby Shelton Bridge, which is due for a makeover, by the way. That's being planned, to the former Life Touch building near the southbound entrance ramp to Route 8. Now, the February 18th decision by the Derby Planning and Zoning Commission marks the first time since this Valley Indy launched in 2009 that something's actually happening in the redevelopment zone other than the demolition of buildings. Judging from the Facebook comments on the story I wrote February 18th, which is on valleyindy.org, there is heavy skepticism regarding progress in that redevelopment zone, and it's with good reason. It's often been a campaign issue with the various candidates and administrations who've promised progress. There have been lawsuits that have cost taxpayers millions. There have been development companies with pretty pictures and promises, none of which happened. So what's different this time? This time there's a local landowner with skin in the game. The LLC that put forth this development plan that was approved is a partnership between the Lepore brothers, they're builders out of West Hartford, and Jenna and Chris Beretta, who own 23 Factory Street, where this is to be built, since 2009. They operate Beretta Enterprises there at the location right now. That's a residential and commercial landscaping company, on that property. And that business will remain open, but Jenna told me after that meeting it's going to move somewhere else. So this isn't a development company coming from across the country to sort of kick the tires and present a conceptual plan to residents without actually owning anything. This is locally owned business partnering with a Connecticut builder to put something there. Not on the whole redevelopment zone, not through the entire thing, but a part of it. Now, there were people on the valleyindy.org comments section when I published this story, again, February 18th, saying things like, well, wait until they see the scrapyard they'll be living next to, wait until they smell the sewer plant and all that stuff, because that sort of surrounds it. But I assume the developer knows what they're getting into, considering they own the land right now and operate a business there. They understand what the lay of the land is. Regarding the scrapyard that's behind this property right on the River. The city is in talks with the owner, I've been told several times. And the other thing going on here, I think, you know, we've seen, and this was brought up at the February 18th meeting, of which I'm going to play clips. We've seen across the river, Shelton's redone its downtown just in the short time or 11 years the Valley Indy's been around with apartments, market rate apartments. And they have the same view. They're not next to the scrapyard, but that's it's looking out there. They look over the river at the scrapyard. The Shelton wastewater plant is also nearby. So I'm not sure that is the stumbling block that people may portray sometimes in the Facebook or Valley Indy comment section. Maybe it is, though. We'll see. I mean, hey, this plan is sort of contingent upon the state making Route 34 happen, the widening project that seems to be, sometimes it seems like it's in some type of DOT bureaucracy purgatory. But this obviously is connected to that. But they're planning to start construction, do it along the same time as the state does their thing. But anyway, enough of me blabbing. I thought I would just take a few minutes in this episode to play some of the clips. So it's not me talking. This isn't necessarily my opinion. I'm just relaying what I heard, but I can actually give you first source, primary source information by playing clips of people who spoke at the February 18th meeting. There was a public hearing on this plan, which was then approved by the P&Z. And I thought just in terms of history, for history's sake, let's go through some of these. So the first one I'm going, the first clip I'm going to play from February 18th during the public hearing on this 200-unit development to be built on Factory Street. This is Walt Mayhew. He is, and that was my phone, I apologize about that. Walt Mayhew is the city treasurer, recently elected, and, you know, a concerned Derby resident in general. And he raised some concerns that he has in particular with this project. So without further ado, here is Walt talking.
I have a severe concern for the density of the project. Derby is already the 17th highest density city in the state, following just behind some of our major urban centers, and even ahead of urban centers such as Bristol, Meriden, Manchester, and New Haven, and Milford. I'm concerned with the use of the parking as well. Most condominiums, which is what I equate this to, usually have at least two for the dwelling plus visitors parking. Again, with the density idea, the impact on the housing market to put in 200 housing units to a market that since 2008 has struggled to recover. And right now, from what I can gather from talking to some people in real estate, the fair market value of housing is still about 30% below where it was in 2008.
So that was Walt Mayhew. I apologize. That sound quality was a little lower than I expected. Hopefully the other clips aren't quite as low. And hopefully you could hear that. But Walt was raising some concerns about the density of this project. And this was Derby's first PDD approval, I want to say. Hopefully I'm not wrong. They did a plan development, whatever the other D is there. And that's a technique that planning technique that Shelton uses all the time. And basically, and I'm a layman, from what I understand and observed, it basically gives development proposals that the town sees a benefit in or the city sees a benefit in. It gives them some wiggle room in terms of density, in terms of parking, and that's what it did here. It sort of creates an overlay zone, and then in the Planning and Zoning Commission approved the site plan and a master plan for this particular project. So it gave him a little wiggle room, and Walt sort of brings that up. And just for the record, these market rate apartments include 178 one-bedroom units, 21 two-bedroom units, and 4 two-bedroom townhouses. So that was Walt Mayhew sort of raising a concern, I think is accurate to say. And up next is Town Clerk Mark Garofalo, who also raises some issues. While not necessarily opposed to what was being proposed in front of the P&Z. Here's Mark Garofalo talking about it.
Yes, sir. Mark Garofalo, I'm the town clerk, keeper of the records in town, and there's two issues that I just want to speak to you about that are just to, for the record and just for your consideration. The first is to remind you and implore you, I heard some of it, but I just want you to implore you that you are the Planning and Zoning Commission. So in all of these projects, hopefully as things progress, that you remember your planning hat and your role as planners to make sure that there is in fact a comprehensive plan that is inclusive, and that the parking, to echo what Attorney Thomas said, if you look at all the projects that are being approved across the river, the parking is a major issue there because it's not taken into account. All you have to do is look over here to the...
So that was Mark Garofalo talking about parking and saying that while downtown Shelton has been successful, Howe Avenue in particular, it is difficult to get through at rush hour. And I know that from personal experience, and I'm sure you do as well. Of course, the counter argument to that may be that, you know, and I don't think Mark was actually, like I said, he wasn't advocating against it, but there's really nothing there now. In the redevelopment zone in general. So another, here's Carmen DiCenzo. He is former Board of Aldermen. He is the city's current part-time economic development liaison. And here's Carmen weighing in at the P&Z meeting in February.
With all due respect to the commission and to the Derby Downtown Group, I've been working with this group now for the last 2 years. We went everything through with your group. They've been working very hard. They've been putting a lot of money into this. I don't see where the density is a problem. I mean, when we're graduating 65 students from our high school, we can afford to graduate 150 from our high school. That's not a problem for us. The problem for us is tax base. We're trying to raise tax base. We're trying to develop our downtown. We've been waiting for this for 25 years. I'm born and raised there, just like most of you are. I welcome this project with open arms. And I just hope it passes tonight, because it's been a long time coming, and this group has worked very hard to get it to this point. Thank you.
Thank you, Carmen.
So that was Carmen DiCenzo, the city's economic development liaison, talking about this proposal, which, you know, I've reported on Derby now since 2009, and I've sat through three administrations dealing with the downtown redevelopment, first in the form of Derby Redevelopment Authority, I think it was. And one of those members was Glenn Stevens. He's also on the Derby P&Z. So Glenn is a guy that has seen it all. And in some of his comments about this particular proposal, it's almost like he's seen enough to know he's seen too much. But he voted in favor of this plan, as I believe it was unanimous by the P&Z. It was something that was endorsed by Mayor Zekin, his chief of staff, Andrew Backley, Carmen DiCenzo, as you just heard. But here's Glenn Stevens. I thought he provided an interesting perspective as someone who has been dealing with this piece of property for a long time, as has Ted Estwan, the chairman of the Derby P&Z. But I included the voices of Ted Estwan and Andrew Backlick in the story I wrote. So I'm trying to include voices that I didn't include then. If you want to go back and read my story, it's valleyindy.org. Just search Derby approves 200 apartments. Okay, here's Glenn Stevens.
Thank you.
Any other comments from commissioners?
Yes, Glenn. So I like to think that we can all learn from our mistakes. I believe 10, 12 years ago, we had a potential project down there and everyone wanted an all-inclusive project. And there were some that said, well, it would be a seed that could grow, and for some reason, we didn't move it forward. And I've always, since I've been on this commission, regretted that decision not to put something there to start the project. And so I think that this is, you know, it's not all-inclusive like everybody wanted at one time, but it's a start, and I agree with all the other comments from here, it's a start to get things moving in the right direction. And back then, everyone was opposed to the density, mixed use, the whole thing, but that's the only way this is going to go forward. And we've known that for 15, 20 years now, and we just haven't moved forward on it.
So again, that was Derby P&Z member Glenn Stevens talking about this proposal to build 200 market rate apartments on Factory Street in the Derby downtown redevelopment zone. And I should just note, Mayor Zeegan's administration sees this development, hopes that this development is a turning point for that mostly empty redevelopment zone. The new apartments will be next to Route 8, the Derby train station, city's popular Greenway Riverwalk. There are also plans, as I mentioned earlier, to refurbish the Derby Shelton Bridge. In a statement to the Valley Indy after the meeting, Zeegan said, "We view this project as the first of many dominoes to fall in the transit-oriented redevelopment of our downtown. 203 market-rate residential units will provide a critical mass of residents who will patronize the city businesses, especially those along and around Main Street." So the hope is that this will trigger more projects on the south side of Main Street. And of course, you know, people still want Elizabeth Street to prosper and other stuff to happen. Sorry, I got a lot going on at the moment. But I'll leave you with, this is Dominic Thomas. He is a prominent land use attorney. If you follow local news at all, you're probably aware of Dominic Thomas. He has an office right on Main Street. Across from this, he's across from the Derby Shelton Bridge, and he had nothing to do. He didn't represent the developer in this particular project, but he did speak in support of it at the Derby P&Z meeting February, whatever day it was. So let me see if I can cue up Dominic Thomas's statement here. Okay, here we go. Here's Dominic.
Anyone else from the public? Yes, sir.
Yes, Dominic Thomas. 315 Main Street, I'm speaking here even though I'm representing another application as a downtown business person. Just briefly, you can look across the river, there are reports upon reports upon reports, actual reports indicating the number of school children that come out of apartments. And for those of you that have been confronted with the Rutgers study, which is grossly conservative and is being revised, the actual reports that most school children coming out of one and two bedroom apartments is substantially less. So that's a fallacy. And of course, it also is based on the phoniest number in this country, which is the cost to educate a child, which obviously, as we know, as the enrollment crashes down, that number goes up because it's got a lot of hard costs in it. The other thing is, as far as density goes, if density were a problem, the downtown across the river would have sunk into the river at the present time. And I will tell you this, having gone through the last couple of projects over there, most of the apartments that are over there are 100%, 90 to 100% rented. And the developers are actually going back in for more apartments in the downtown area. So I, as a downtown business person, it is what is needed. And the most important thing is that these apartments will be located within a trip, a fall, and a roll of the train station and the bus stations. So they are what is truly transportation-oriented development, not some of the phony stuff we see some other places.
Yes, so this is not phony, according to Dominic Thomas, in terms of being a true transit-oriented development, which is sometimes, as somebody who sits through a lot of these meetings for the last, in all, 20, 21 years, places all over Connecticut and New York. That's sometimes a buzzword. You know, you can't have transit-oriented development if the trains don't service or don't provide any service. But, you know, they're talking about improving that in Derby. We'll see if that happens to the extent we all hope. But there's Route 8 right there and 34. It is in a decent location. So anyway, I just thought I would share those clips from the meeting. I did think it was an important meeting. I don't know if it's getting the attention it deserves, just in terms of they've been talking about this for so long, and I know it long predates the existence of the Valley Indy, but it was some genuinely positive news, hopefully. You know, so a best of luck to the developers, and let's see what happens in Derby. Well, see you next time.
For hundreds of years, we've brought you the news. Gave you the clues. Owners' profits were always sky high. our lives. Post-literation, critical reading, dumbed down nation, signs of inbreeding, TV sucking ideas from our head, public discourse just about dead. We'll ride the dinosaur, yeah, ride the dinosaur. Our readers are in.